Welcome to the Essential Shift Podcast. My name is Laetitia Andrac. If you're a mission-driven entrepreneur looking to grow your soul-aligned business by blending strategy, practical tips, and spiritual wisdom, you're in the right place. Enjoy these conversations about the art of mastering essential shifts in all areas of business and life. Open your heart and mind to all the possibilities that are waiting for you. Welcome, welcome to a new episode of the Essential Shift Podcast. So today's podcast episode is actually inspired by a question from a member of the Circle community. And it draws upon the wisdom and the journeys that I have been on as an entrepreneur for years and witnessing hundreds of entrepreneurs going through the motion. It's also coming from the recent insights into the economic challenges and opportunities facing businesses today. So I will share some data from Xero Small Business, which has been reported by Smart Company as well. So today we'll delve into transformation and resilience as a business owner, as a conscious entrepreneur. And the analogy that we used inside the Circle membership was the lotus flower, which blossoms so beautifully above the water, despite its roots being in the mud below. So, and it's a powerful reminder, this analogy of the lotus flower, as a reminder that in challenging conditions, in the roller coaster of entrepreneurship, you may have heard a lot of people coming on the interview in this podcast when I ask them entrepreneurship is, everyone is saying roller coaster. And despite that, there is beauty and growth that the lotus flower reminds us. So in this podcast, I'm going to share with you the dynamic around pivoting, growing, closing, or expanding your business wherever you are in the journey. And when you know that it is the right time for you to take those steps forward or backward or sideways, and all of that will be underpinned, of course, by the pillar of community support, a growth mindset, and the importance of innovation, strategy, and mentorship. So my journey, let's start with my journey in entrepreneurship. It completely mirrors the lotus journey from mud to bloom. I had three failed business venture before opening Essential Shift. And closing, I will always remember the end of my first business venture. I had two other business partners. It was a great idea. It's just in the implementation and execution, we're not the right people to execute it. Now it's very successful businesses do that. It was about a platform to hire chef to come to your home to cook for you for event. It was called Chef App. And there is like lots of businesses now out there who are very successful in Australia. It's Gather, which is called. And I actually met the founder of Gather and gave her some tips and so on. But that's a story for another day. But basically, when we decided to close this business, I really felt like being submerged in the murky waters. It was really, really hard for me to close that business. I truly believed in the potential of this idea, which has been proven right with the right people leading this business. And yet, this was where the seeds for Essential Shift, the business that I'm running now, were planted. So this podcast is really around what's happening right now. Where are you in your business? And if you are facing your own muddy waters, know that it is quite normal. There is recent data from Xero Small Business. So Xero is a big software company. And in Australia, the data were reported by Smart Company. And they highlight a significant decline in Australia's small business performance, small business results. So for instance, the data reported that it is the largest single month decline since April 2020, when the economy was essentially closed down in Australia with a pandemic. So like the lotus, there is potential to rise and shine through whatever is happening around you. So in today's episode, We're going to explore this essence of transformation in business, this essence of shape-shifting, alchemy in business, because when you navigate the challenges with resilience, the right community around you, the right mindset, the right mentor, then you unlock the door to growth and opportunities. I will illustrate with some stories from Circle member and clients, and I will also unpack some actionable strategy for you to really embrace the shifts that are being called to you to do in your business and in your life, whether it's pivoting, it's closing a business, it's growing it, or it is letting it go. So first of all, let's speak about the economic insights and the challenges. So I mentioned quickly the Xero report, and it revealed the largest decline in small business performance since the pandemic. So the period of ahead of us can be challenging, yet despite those challenges, you can definitely do things to help your business flourish, pivot. You don't necessarily have to close it. So I mentioned quickly on Instagram story yesterday about the fact that you can definitely use this economic insight and challenges as a tipping point for you to explore developing multiple revenue stream in your business, developing a robust business model. You can also use this as an opportunity to double down on the things that you've never done in your business but are really needed for you to innovate and to stand out as a unique value proposition. So every time I notice a shift in the economy or a slowdown in a business that I'm supporting either as their mentor or within my community, I always invite them to use this extra time, this gift of time, to explore those opportunities for improvement in their business, for pivoting, or for exploring new audiences. So for instance, if your business is really focused on a specific audience and right now they're really impacted by a rising interest rate or inflation, and you could explore how could you serve another demographics, another audience that is right now maybe less stressed with money. Okay, so that's the first thing that I wanted to dive deeper on was the economic insights and the challenges and the opportunity in this context to actually double down, expand, pivot, and not necessarily close down your business, right? We don't want to go into liquidation. We want to find ways forward. The other things that I want to cover on this podcast is the power of knowing the season you're in. So it's something that I mention a lot within the circle, knowing which season in business you're in, knowing which season we are in the world, knowing the season we are in our own business journey. So I created this framework, which is called the Wheel of Business, and it goes around the Wheel of Life with the Maiden, the Mother, the Maga, and the Crone. I actually recorded a podcast about this, which is podcast 51, The Wheel of Business. You can go and listen to it. But it's really about something I teach a lot in the circle, which is understanding that business is cyclical. And when you understand that business is cyclical and that you will have ebbs and flows, you will have moments where you are in the mother phase. Everything is going well, you're birthing new things, you're growing and so on. But in some moments in business, you actually have to go back to the maiden phase, birthing new opportunities, birthing new ideas, birthing new concept. And it's the same thing with the season. As you go through spring of planting the seeds, from summer where everything is blooming, to the autumn where you're harvesting everything that you've planted, to winter where you have to let go of everything and it's dead, but that's okay because after death comes rebirth. It's really important to honor those seasons and the cyclical way of business, which is something I teach in the circle. And that's where when you expand your community, when you expand your circle, you expand your opportunity to grow. And that's what we've noticed. We actually asked and looked through the data from the member, and we know that 68% of members have made direct revenue from sales to other members of the circle. Crazy, right? Even better, 46% of our members in the circle community have made at least four-figure, and for some of them even more, directly from this membership. Because we support you and we support each other as you navigate through the seasonality in your business, through the cycle in your business. That's the power of the circle. We'll have a little break and then I will share with you some stories and strategies for resilience and growth. The circle is designed for conscious entrepreneurs seeking sustainable success without the exhaustion, the burnout. So take a moment to envision a space where your entrepreneurial spirit meets a supportive community, where growth is nurtured with intention and care. By joining the circle, you gain access to a blend of astrology, business strategy, and intuition in our programs. You can experience our quarterly planning day in person or online, immerse yourself in our monthly new moon circles, and receive personalized support from me and my team within a nurturing group environment. The circle is more than just a program. It's actually a community of like-minded entrepreneurs ready to support each other, forming lasting friendships and meaningful collaboration. It is your antidote to burnout, a place where you're encouraged to trust your astrological design, intuition, and your own vision. Discover your unique path to business growth in a space that values experimentation and sacred connection. Transform your approach to business. Step into the circle where your journey is honored. I can't wait to welcome you. So let me illustrate what I have said previously around the different seasonality in your business, around pivoting, growing, closing businesses. So let me share with you the story of Joanna, once known for her holistic ceramics business. You can listen to her interview on the Essential Shift podcast. It's episode 18. We'll put this in the show notes. And she found herself at a crossroads in business. She was ready to shift, to pivot, and to potentially close holistic ceramic. It wasn't clear at the beginning, and start another business. So what she did is she joined my accelerator program, and supported by the community within this program and all the guidance that I give during this program, she reimagined her business and decided to actually close Holistic Ceramics. And she launched Holistic Self Space. And so she transitioned from doing handmade, infused with energy ceramics, beautiful ceramics, Holistic Ceramics, to fully embodying her gift and becoming a psychic medium and an Asha Tea healing guide. And since doing that, since pivoting, closing Holistic Ceramics, and then pivoting and going all in with Holistic Self Space, it was a few weeks and months transitioning, right? It's not overnight, as I said, but honoring the season, honoring the shift, being supported, being guided. She grew her audience. I think now it's over 70,000 followers on her social media, and she's booked out months in advance for her reading. I personally experienced her reading before helping her pivot into psychic mediumship, and I absolutely loved it. So this is where, when you are facing something that is not working, it's also a moment to invite yourself to go back inward and reconnect with your vision, which is the work that we did with Joanna, reconnecting with her vision, and then defining who she wanted to serve and how she wanted to serve them and what she wanted to do. And then she unlocked a path for exponential growth and success in her new business now. Not so new, it's been a few months now running, but it's very new compared to how long she ran Holistic Ceramics, so Holistic Self Space. So really something that I wanted to share with you, because if you feel you're stuck right now in the mud and you're not really sure what is happening, which was her case, you know, being at crossroad and not really finding ways to grow the business that you're currently running, maybe you need to take a step back or a sidestep and really being supported by a community and a mentor to help you do that. Then I'm going to share with you another story. So this story is a story of Leonie, and Leonie created a business which is called The Learning Whisperers. And she provides tailored solutions for neurodiverse individuals. I highly recommend you check it out. And basically, when Leonie approached me, she had not a business yet. She had an idea, right? And this is where my business birthing retreat and then being part of the Circle community and then also being part of my accelerator really helped her catalyze her growth and be very clear around what is the thread that she needs to go to grow her business without burning herself out. And this is where I always encourage you to really follow the thread. When something is working, keep working at it. Don't stop before you find the gold, which is the gold digger stories that I share in my book. And so Leonie recently shared within the Circle membership, inside our Facebook group, she shared with all the members how she has gone from 0 to 18 weekly clients, working 4 days a week and earning a six-figure year in her first year in business. So this is a clear demonstration of what's possible with the right support, the right resources, the right way of harnessing a feeling that you're ready to step in and grow your business. So this is where, when we're talking about growth, expansion, pivoting, and closing, it's about finding the right season for you to do that. And those experiences are experiences of women who had years of experience in their field, right? It's like the mud, the things that we don't see, what is underneath the iceberg. And then, of course, when they start with the right support, the right community, the right guidance, being part of the retreat or the Circle community or the accelerator, really help them to grow their business in their own way. So now what I want you to take away from this, what are the strategies for resilience and growth that you can embrace today as we are facing this economic recession and downturn, which will be here for a few months, but I know it will take up again. So use this time to really first embrace innovation. So it's something I teach within the Circle community. I teach during my business birthing retreat. I teach within the accelerator is understanding what is truly innovative in your value proposition, in your business, in today's business landscape. I love to look at the types of innovations that we can harness for your business to be truly on edge and then being an on-demand business, whether you are a healer, a service provider, a software as a service, a product-based business. How do we create something that is so innovative that it is on demand? And when I speak about innovation, I don't speak just about the product innovation. It can be your go-to-market innovation. It can be your brand innovation. It can be your process innovation. It can be the network that supports you in the way you grow. So really, that's why I love to talk about the types of innovation in my approach to business. The other strategy for resilience is really the financial management. It is time now to look at what you're doing in your business, looking at your cash flow, looking at your profit, and during this uncertain time, making sure that you're putting the money towards the right thing. And really being mindful, it is not a time to put your head in the sand and not look at your finance. And I had someone the other day from the Circle reaching out and being like, oh my gosh, I haven't looked at my number for so long and I know you will kick my butt. And I said, yes, you need to look at it. It is essential. It's something I do every Thursday. Every Thursday, we harness Jupiter energy and I look at my finance. I want you to look at your finance. Every week, every month, every quarter, during the quarterly planning, which is included in the Circle, we look at your finance as well. And also, another strategy, when you are facing this moment of, do I close my business? Do I pivot? Do I expand? What do I do next? Is really embracing the power of a growth mindset. So making space for you to learn new things, to be open to receive guidance, to be open to challenge the status quo. I know my growth mindset took me out of some moments where I was stuck in the mud, whether in this business or in previous businesses or in my leadership experience. So important to always embrace growth mindset. And last but not least, another strategy for resilience and growth is community. mentorship and support. You don't have to be alone in the mud. I love the analogy of the lotus flower and, you know, how they all bloom together. So it's a beautiful thing. You're not alone. You can be supported by a community, and that's where the circle can help you. I would really love to help you achieving your business success and navigating any pivots or moment of questioning. So reflecting on the journeys that I've shared and the broader economic context, it is clear that the path to growth and success often start from a place of challenge. And like the lotus, we may find ourselves in the mud, but it's from here that we can rise, transform, and flourish. So my own story from closing my first business and witnessing amazing pivot and growth within my community shows you the power of transformation. So as we close today's episode, I invite you to see the muddy water, not as an end, but as a beginning. Embrace the challenges, seek support from communities like The Circle, and use the insights and strategy I've shared to navigate your path to growth. Remember, the lotus does not grow despite the mud, but because of it. So let your business be the lotus. Join us in The Circle and, you know, let's bloom together. Let's rise together. Thank you so much for joining the Essential Shift podcast today. I would be so grateful if you could follow the podcast, leave a review, or share it with a friend. And until next time, keep blooming, no matter where your roots lie. See you next time. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning into the Essential Shift podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, leave a review, and even give it a shout out on social media. You can find me at essential.shift on Instagram. Until next episode, blessed be.